I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The Taliban were driven from power in Afghanistan more than 6 years ago. NATO forces and Afghanistan's Northern Alliance ousted the Islamist regime in late 2001, but the Taliban are back. They're not back in power, but they've regrouped in sufficient numbers to pose an increasing threat to the NATO-led forces in the country. Today, the Taliban said they carried out an attack. 15 Afghans were killed, 14 were injured. The BBC's Alistair Leithhead in Kabul says NATO forces were on patrol in eastern Afghanistan when insurgents attacked.
There was the sound of gunfire and incoming rocket-propelled grenades. In the panic that sent local people scattering in this area, it's a sort of market area of one of the districts in Nangarhar province in the east of the country, quite close to Kabul, really. As people scattered, a suicide bomber on foot detonated his explosives vest.
Also, today, U.S. Marines pushed into a stronghold of extremist Taliban resistance in southernmost Afghanistan. It's their first major operation since deploying last month. Tell us more about this latest undertaking.
Well, they've moved down from their base in Kandahar, where they first brought all their equipment in. They've brought a huge amount of equipment with them and resources, helicopters, Harrier, jet aircraft, transporter aircraft, and huge numbers of vehicles. They moved into the sort of middle of Helmand province, an area called Garmsir, quite close to Garmsir. Now, British forces have held Garmsir for some time now, about 18 months, but it's been very much a front line with troops practically in ditches, in trenches, trading fire pretty much daily with the Taliban. Well, it appears that in this operation, a large number of US Marines have moved into this area and have backed up British forces and have pushed into Taliban-controlled territory. This is one of the areas in Helmand that British forces and indeed the NATO commanders have been keen to try to move further south, because it's a major route for Taliban coming up from across the border in Pakistan.
President Hamid Karzai is critical of U.S. forces who have been arresting suspected Taliban and their supporters. Hamid Karzai said in the New York Times this weekend, speaking to reporter Carlotta Gall, that one of the big mistakes of the last 6 years has been the handling of the Taliban. What does President Karzai want the U.S. to be doing?
Very good question. I think in that interview, it came across as a very confused picture to say that the Taliban shouldn't necessarily be chased out of the country. Seems a very strange thing to say from a man who owes his position to the international community's efforts to remove the Taliban from power. President Karzai is in a strange position at the moment. He's looking towards an election towards the autumn of next year. He wants to be distancing himself from the international community in the sense that he wants to not be seen as a puppet, to be seen as his own man. He wants to appeal to the Southerners, to his core support, I suppose, if there is such a thing. And so a lot of what he's saying is aimed at a different audience, I think.
I mean, President Karzai says that by arresting the Taliban, it discourages them from laying down their arms. But has he said what he wants to do about these attacks, short of sending Afghan forces into the tribal areas of Pakistan?
If President Karzai thinks he'll be able to do anything over the border, then obviously he's mistaken. America is not allowed to operate over that border. Clearly, one major thrust of trying to resolve the crisis in Afghanistan is to try and win over Taliban commanders to switch sides, and that's happened in a couple of instances, particularly in Helmand, one district there, Musa Qala, the district governor used to be a Taliban fighter. That is the way that the government and the international community want to take this forward, to try and bring the insurgency to a close. But what President Karzai has been saying has certainly been sending confusing messages.
The BBC's Alistair Leithhead in Kabul, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.